Despite efforts targeted at addressing maternal death across national and subnational levels, the maternal mortality ratio has remained high in Nigeria, as they contribute 28.5% of the global maternal mortality ratio, being the second highest maternal, stillbirth and neonatal death in the world, followed by India. A 2023 UN report on trends in maternal mortality from 2000 to 2020 reveals that a woman in Nigeria has 1 in 19 lifetime risk of dying during pregnancy, childbirth or postpartum, whereas in the most developed countries, the lifetime risk is 1 in 4,900. This is the sad situation Nigerian women are in. The World Health Organization's recommendation for functioning healthcare system is one doctor for every 600 people. In Nigeria, however, the ratio is 1 for every 4,000 to 5,000 patients. The Nigerian healthcare sector has had major challenges, especially with primary healthcare, which is the closest to the people. Primary healthcare, unfortunately, receives the least attention, leading to preventable deaths, especially for pregnant women who cannot afford better healthcare treatment from other sources. These women resort to self-help and unprofessional alternatives to guide them through pregnancy and childbirth. The traditional model of hospital-based pregnancy care poses significant challenges for expectant mothers. In a survey carried out by Women Radio, 90% of women noted that these challenges include long wait times for appointment, limited accessibility to healthcare facilities, and fragmented communication between patients and healthcare providers based on personal bias or offshoot of workload stress on medical practitioners. The introduction of telemedicine in Nigeria's healthcare system began in early 2000s with initial projects focusing on tele-education and teleconsultation. Telemedicine gained significant momentum in 2010 with private sector investment and government support. Today, this approach to medicine is becoming increasingly popular in Nigeria, with various platforms and services available aiming to improve healthcare access and quality, especially in rural and underserved areas. 30-year-old Sandra Ozulonye is a first-time mother who lacked the experience needed to carry a child. She lamented the lack of access to necessary information in public hospitals. According to her, she couldn't access doctors as frequently as she needed their services. She said that public hospitals lack new information that is vital for the mother and unborn child or children and are not up to date.
One of the motivational reasons why I joined was because on the general platform, I saw how the doctors were so ready to answer our questions and how the platform was, how will I say, supportive actually. Because I am a first-time mom, so most of these things, the experiences, the whole process in the whole symptoms and other things that comes with pregnancy, I didn't really understand what was happening to me. So on that platform, I saw how it was like explained to us and everything. The hospital I was attending and Tinenta, there was no much thing. I was not learning much. I would just go there. There was nothing new to learn and all those things. So that was the motivational reason. That was why I joined Pregify. And Pregify has been helpful to me because I was a first time mom when I joined. And on the platform, it answers all our basic questions. The doctors are there, very responsive, and they take us on different classes. We don't even need to say the topic. Some people will suggest some things maybe they don't understand, and the doctors will take it as a topic and teach us and all those things.
Messi Emmanuel had lost two babies to premature birth, alleging a lack of enough medical attention. In our interview with Women Radio 91.7, Mercy lamented the absence of adequate checkups and follow-ups for expecting mothers. She recounted her painful experience with a gynecologist at a hospital in Abuja, one which could have cost her life. She described the experience as devastating and that it looks like doctors in public hospitals don't really care about their patients.
Immediately, I found out that I was pregnant. I registered with Pregify because prior to this particular pregnancy, I lost 2 children due to prematurity. So when I took him for this one, I registered with Predify immediately, even though I also registered physical antenatal with the hospital close by here. I was following Dr. Fonanya online. So because for my own case, because I've had preterm birth twice, she advised me to look for a gynecologist to follow it up, to follow the pregnancy up and see why I had that preterm birth, so that this particular pregnancy will not end up like the other one. So I got a gynecologist around me here in Abuja, and he just started the examination. He did physical examination and told me that I will be needing a sacrilege, that before the sacrilege, which is above 200,000, that he's going to be giving me injection. The injection will be costing me 200, 150. I don't really know the name of the injection. So my husband and I was like, it's not too expensive. He said the injection is foreign. So I asked the gynecologist, am I supposed to run some tests or kind of tests? He said no. He has examined me. He have seen the service is short. Like, you don't need any test again. That's okay.
Founded in 2022 out of passion for women, Pregify is solving some of the problems faced by Nigerian women. Speaking with Women Radio 91.7, the founder of Pregify, Dr. Ifunanya Igwezi, said that the motivation behind the establishment of Pregify was her personal and professional experience as a doctor.
The primary problem of this pregnant woman is not getting personalized care, having to spend long hours in the hospital in order to even get their questions answered, and not getting to spend enough time with the doctor, thereby leaving the hospital confused, you know, and not being able to get to talk to a doctor, you know, to sort out their day-to-day challenges. So for these women, especially the working class women, we provide them a 24-hour pregnancy support where they can call in or chat with any doctor, whether it's in the morning, afternoon or night. So it's a 24-hour pregnancy support. This helps them to sort out most of their challenges at home and get either home remedy, over-the-counter prescription, or prescription medicine delivered to them anywhere they are. We also organize educational classes for them weekly to help them stay, you know, in the know for about information, basic information they need to know, because most of them are working class women. They barely have time to spend in the hospital listening to these teachings, and most hospitals don't do teachings again, on the other hand. So at Pregify, they were able to connect with these teachings from anywhere they are, whether you're in Nigeria, on vacation outside Nigeria, or you're living other places around the world.
At Pregify, pregnant women are able to connect from anywhere they are in the world.
Since inception in 2022, then we provide at-home testing support. So both the tests they can do by themselves as women, like their urine analysis, blood pressure, blood sugar. They can do those on vital signs. We guide them on how to do it. And as soon as they don't, they report to their doctor for analysis and counseling. And then the ones that require major testing, but they're not able to go to the hospital or laboratory, the laboratory can be sent to their houses to take their samples and get the tests done, and then reported back to Pregify for follow-up.
For Sandra, what she finds most fascinating is the attention given to expecting mothers' mental health.
We enjoy mental health support, and also we get mental health screening at least once a month to rate our mental health status and to be sure that none of us go through prenatal depression. And if the test is taken and anybody's scores high score, has a high score rather, they send a three-way support system where they can advise us on what to do. And they also tell our partners, and then Pregify will follow up on us to make sure that we are fine. And still, they'll keep checking up on us to see that we are doing okay through the journey.
According to Dr. Ifunanya Igwezi, Pregify now has a community of 2,000 women and 250 premium users within Nigeria, Ghana, the UK, US, Canada, and other places. At the moment, the service targets women living in urban areas because the primary client are working class women or business women who have access to their smartphones and the internet.
I am a first-time mom that has little or no knowledge about pregnancy and pregnancy care support.
In my first trimester, it was difficult to get doctors' attention at the hospital.
Getting to know Pregify, I am glad that Pregify made it easy for me to have access to medical care from the comfort of my home, without having to run to the hospital at any slightest complaint.
Adesonoye Arayemi Precious disclosed. Adesonoye, who bemoaned the unavailability of 24/7 medical services to pregnant women, said that visiting a hospital most of the time even compounded her challenges because it was time-wasting. She added that Pregify helped her access medical care without having to rush to the hospital at the slightest inconvenience.
I wish I could have enough information at my disposal so I don't have to physically be present at the hospital due to slight inconvenience. Getting enough health information and tips on how to be able to access quality health care will save pregnant women from unwarranted deaths.
Adesonoye noted that one of the perks of the platform is the opportunity for their partners to learn how to care for them.
Pregify gave me adequate information, medical information and healthy tips, from meal plan to healthy routine that I can do to make my pregnancy journey smooth and easy. Pregify also make it possible for my husband to know more about pregnancy journey and how smoothly it can be with adequate support from medical personnel and people around them.
A fertility physician, Dr. Collins Aboloje, said that the role of telemedical apps and digital platforms is to provide advice. He added that the Nigerian community is still far behind in the embrace of telemedicine.
So the world in recent times have experienced a huge jump in the practice of telemedicine and also in the number of digital platforms that have sprung up, you know, to take up the task of delivering healthcare services to an extent, you know, especially to the vulnerable population, which is even to women and children in recent times. So basically, this is good. This is the order of the day. It is increasing, it's on the increase, and a lot of people are embracing it, but there's still much that the government can do for people now, in this case, to be able to make life easy in such a way that they are able to actually afford internet services, because these are internet-based services. So basically, if you do not have an internet-enabled device or internet-enabled platform, I mean, you won't be able to actually access things like this, even if you have all the money in the world. So the question now is, will the rural communities or people in the interior rural communities be able to afford services like this? So this would only now, in this context, be limited to people who are affording, and these people mostly would not be people even in the rural communities. We're not talking about people in the urban communities and all. So Nigeria has one of the highest maternal mortality rates in the world at 512 per 100,000 live births. And this is quite far from the set target of the Sustainable Development Goal, which is to see maternal mortality rate of 70 per 100,000 live births. And basically, in this environment, the chief causes of maternal mortality actually include obstetric hemorrhages, hypertensive disease, which are the preeclampsia and eclampsia, septic abortion, and of course, obstructed labor. And it is said that around 1 in 42 African women die during childbirth. However, in Europe, only 1 in 2,900 women die during childbirth. You can see the wide disparity. So this immediately shows that there is still much to do. Because allowing, this is just to state that allowing maternal mortality rate to increase, okay, is a clear violation of the rights of women, which is the right to life. So efforts should be geared towards the reduction in the maternal mortality rate of this country or of any country. So basically, there's still a lot that has to be done. So this simply now means that collaborative effort is key in this setting, so as to allow the benefits, okay, to be far spread, okay, not only limited to a particular group of people who are people that are affording, but also to the general populace.
Running Pregify has not been without challenges. Dr. Igwezi highlighted funding and lack of access to collaborations with stakeholders as a challenge faced by Pregify.
We face challenges just like other startups, health startups out there, and startups generally, you know, where you have a product, you have a solution, this solution works, is impactful, like it's changing people's lives. But again, it needs funds to drive it to reach a wider population, you know, because no matter how beautiful a product or a solution is, no matter how good and impactful it is, if it fails to reach, to move from reaching hundreds of women to thousands to millions, it will not work. Okay, it will only be heard of, oh, there used to be. But when you have the network, the network like access to resources, both material and financial resources, access to networks like, oh, Ministry of Women Affairs, Ministry of Health, Primary Health Care Board, Maternal Health Service Commission, you know, all those places, we have access to them and make and present this kind of solution to them, and they adopt it and now spread it to general hospitals, primary health centers, and even spread it to private hospitals that deals on maternal health, that, you know, reports to the government. You see that it's going to reach everybody when that kind of government adoption comes. So there's also a problem of, you know, gaining access to such adoptions also. And of course, funding in form of grants or equity funding is also getting those things it doesn't come by easily, and funding is what you need to even get enough workforce to push the solution, to talk about the solution, even to market the solution and make it known. You still need funding.
Further addressing the challenges faced by the organization, Dr. Ifunanya Igwezi said that the unavailability of data and statistics is another challenge. She noted that Nigeria does not have robust data on maternal health.
Another challenge that I would say we're having is data, yes. Nigeria do not have robust data on maternal health. It's not uniform. There's no uniformity in the data, and the data is not so much like you see in UK or US. So sometimes when you're making references, you tend to reference Western countries instead of Nigeria or somewhere close to Africa. So if the government will fund more researches in our institution, you know, so that we have robust research that people that want to build solution can rely on and do this. And even if the research are not published, it should be accessible to organizations that need them to provide, you know, practical and impactful solutions such as Pregify.
A sexual and reproductive health rights activist, Omolola Pedro, said that the nonchalant attitude of the government is why the country is still dealing with high maternal mortality in 2024.
While the work being done by Pregify is laudable, I mean, it's a very commendable one, we need to also remind ourselves that no technology or telemedicine can replace the government's responsibility to its people. It is bad enough that the Nigerian healthcare system is in a very terrible state, but it is even worse that women and children are not prioritized in this side of the world. The Nigerian healthcare system needs a complete overhaul, and we need to have more women-oriented initiatives than ever before. Leveraging technology to improve women's health is something that the Nigerian government needs to put more investment in.
The global outlook on telemedicine is rapidly evolving, and it has the potential to significantly impact maternal mortality rate, particularly in low-resource settings. According to the World Health Organization, telemedicine can help reduce maternal mortality rate by 30-40% in developing countries and 10-20% in developed countries. Despite challenges, telemedicine has the potential to revolutionize maternal healthcare, improving outcomes and reducing mortality rates globally. As technology continues to evolve, it is essential to address the challenges and ensure equitable access to telemedicine services for all. This story by Esther Alaribi was produced by Women Radio 91.7 in partnership with Nigeria Health Watch through the Solutions Journalism Network.